Well, I wanted to I'm living in Los Angeles, and I come from Rome, Italy. And I'm part of the review committee. So this should be a part of self-compliment. Because this session is wonderful, I think. The third session. Really, really great. I really enjoyed a lot. That's why I really enjoyed all the presentations, I'm looking at the scene from different perspectives, and it's really, really fascinating, really interesting. So that's a start. I will come to a question, just a little while. For me, we must take care of the old issues about pedagogy. We really don't care so much what it's about. The real interest is how much the teacher believes in it and how much he is able to transmit the energy in that. In a certain moment, Carl, concentrate. In a certain moment, Carl said, well, I'm a really an activator. I don't even say, you know, what they have to do. I'm a really an activator. Well, it's very well known, you know, the teacher is always an activator. It's a transmission of energy. So at this moment, I'm not really interested if it is lowness or fastness, if it is the loose or if it is anti the loose. What I see here very clearly is that these teachers are able to transmit an energy. If they gave me the loose, I don't know what to do with it. But it's clear from this fantastic final presentation that wonderful things can happen. Not because of the loose, because of the combination of this professor and whatever she loves. That's the issue about teaching. So don't be trapped in kind of abstract discussions that are no meaning, really. The Deleuze is important for her, and because she's able to build around this, and for another person, it's just nothing, and which is perfectly fine. It's perfectly fine. Now, going to another issue, I think the title of the conference has been very well framed, but we have to put a little bit of attention to it. It is called Teaching and Experimenting with Architectural Design, Advanced New Technology. Fine. We can discuss about that all day, you know, and then we can go in about all the details, exactly. But the real essence is not, from my point of view, this, but our changes in pedagogy. This is what we are interested in reality. And I think we should do some kind of effort in the final discussion, for certain, and to focus on this, you know, what are the changes in pedagogy? And then we can continue talking about all our experiments that are fascinating and we love to learn from one to the other, etc. But I think we should, you know, think about this. And so, in order to address a little bit the thinking in this, direction, I have to come back to what Carola said at the beginning, you know, beginning our session. I think he made two very important points, and I can re-paraphrase as questions, no panelists. And because I think that if we start to try to answer to those questions, we start to understand what is a very important issue that are the changes in pedagogy. And the changes in pedagogy have implications that are political, they are economical, they are strategic, etc. So these are very important. So, what are the two basic questions that I absolutely share? The first question that you made was, I have the sensation, you said, that the idea of space is changing. That what we are used to define space is not the same thing that previous generations were working with. Now, this is absolutely a key question. Lately, I do conferences only on that point. What is the new condition of space? Why that changes, how we are going to rethink about that, how we can go about teaching and experimenting with it. Now, this is a very important point, I think, in changing in pedagogy, and it goes with technology, but also with some kind of basic philosophical thinking at the same time. Second, in because the question that you made it is I share very much is the relevance of two in that basic very strong idea that there is a strong relationship between tool and product. It's a kind of Moebius ring. You cannot separate the tool from the product, the vision from the way to look at it. So these, I think, are two very important questions. And then there is the third, that is the most important of it, is what we do with it. So we have a new idea of space, probably. We have new tools to kind of follow this. But at the end, why we want to do this? And what are the purposes? Or where are the many purposes? Would be the most important decision of choices, you said? Or there are some hypotheses that have been said during the discussion, like, for example, the idea of embracing the other. I mean, that's a very strong statement. Or how I use it in several occasions, how we can address crisis, how with all this effort in understanding new space, new technology, new tools, how we can really address crisis. It's another way to do it. So anyway, going back to phrasing it very, very simply, I think it is interesting if some person in the panel try to answer, is there a new condition of space? Is there a new tool? And what do we do with
it? This is actually a question, but I raised my hand the moment that Angelina started to speak, and so maybe I didn't get to continue, but I'd like to make some comments about what she said. And I'd like to start saying that when with Maria Guzetti we tried to define the text that we received and the title of this event, we arrived at the decision to put the word pedagogy. Because all the previous years that we tried to raise the discussion about education, we had more or less the same typology of reactions. We start to discuss about in the first 5 minutes, we are starting discussing about architecture, what architecture is, and after what design is, after if that exists, and at the end, we never speak about education. So, this time, we would like to make it explicit and say that we want to speak about the language. So, I think that this session was absolutely successful. Because we started with a statement which was, I don't teach, I open possibilities. And we closed with a statement, I don't teach, I play. So I think that this shift from teaching to something else is something which is tremendously significant that is happening in our day. And if we would like to come back to the language, I would say that if we are looking a little bit at the language as science, we will see that it is about 8 years that there is a shift in the model or in the paradigm of educating students, because the language is more or less addressed to the young children, from a problem-solving approach to a project. And I think that what is behind the statement that I open possibilities, or maybe as I don't remember if it was just a little phrase that I was saying, or I play, is exactly behind this notion of project. What is very interesting to notice is that we, the architects, and more specifically the teachers, who are the specialists of teaching project, we have some difficulties to speak about the process of teaching. And these difficulties are evident in all the discussions that we have, because we have this phenomenon that I mentioned previously. So I think that would be very interesting, at least in my understanding, if our debates from now to the next days could give some light
to this shift that now we are not teaching a problem solving activity, but we are teaching a project. What means that we are moved from the errors, from the certainties, from the laws, from something which is very precise and predefined, and we are going to something which is multidimensional, multi-perspective, open, and not unidirectional, and not objective, which is defined in advance in order to be achieved. It was very interesting a few days ago, that in the meeting of a student arrived and said, I will start to have my studies in the master, I will see how that will go, and after I will select how I will continue in the master's and PhD degree. I think that this is the very significant difference, that the young people are not determined in one objective, are not have a very specific goal, but they deal with their life as a project, which is by definition in the very beginning open to multiple choices, possibilities, and development. And I think that this is the real change that we have to look for, because behind this conception of the individual, I think that probably we will find the answer to the question, what is change? Because I think that what is really change is the conception of ourselves, the conception of human beings in our days, in this world, which creates also concepts about space and about architecture, about projects, about design, etc. So, sorry for this long intervention.
I think that's an responsible answer to the group just in that question.
Since I have the microphone, sorry. I wanted just to call two things that are, I think, very interesting. At a certain moment, Cass said, well, we have this game, what do we do with it? These are really interesting questions. And I think, sorry, Urs, we should refer the way that you are approaching it. Because you are saying, we have this tool, if it's not good enough for what we need to do, then we have to find another one. And I think instead it's very interesting the way that he put it, the question, we have this tool, this new tool, what we do with it. This is a very fundamental question. And open the look about the use, the creative use of technology. There was one presentation that showed Caravaggio, I don't remember which one. You don't know probably that I am in full paranoia of Caravaggio. I know two new essays about Caravaggio. You can look it in the internet if you like that, and you can have automatic translation in Chinese or whatever. Anyway.
I already did that only 10 seconds.
And the point here is very interesting because the whole relevance about the tool, the mirror, the camera obscura, and all that, the whole issue is what do I do with it? And the whole thing of Caravaggio is that he made a complete revolution of painting. What do I do with it? It's the basic engine and push to a complete revolution. So it's not a stupid question. Another thing that I really love, an affirmation, is one of yours that I found fantastic, and goes with what you just said, for example, you know, at a certain moment, she said, well, I wanted to make an architecture that was a play, but I came. I don't need it for that. Because it really... Yes, was a failure. I love that. Because it really shows the thing that you have to experiment. You have to try once and once and once, once again, and go with all your ideas that you are not really delivering product and absolutely success, you are making, you are showing an attitude of creating hypotheses, you know, to make progress. And because we have all this knowledge today that we can do in reality, things work, you know, we are so powerful today, we have all these incredible tools, you know, just imagine a calculation, making a business set up today, how much easier it is than years ago, or whatever kind of, you know, functional calculation, whatever. So I think it's important, this tool helping us to solve problems in a way, if we want to do it. But in terms of pedagogy, I think it's very interesting to start addressing exactly the was a play by Flora Taylor are two great statements. I found. Thank you.
Thank you. I'd like to thank all of our speakers now.